With tears and hugs, seven American POWs returned to the United States last night. Rescued a week ago along the road from Baghdad to Tikrit, the soldiers, six men and one woman, were greeted by cheering relatives, friends, and fellow members of the armed services. The homecoming of the former captives came as U.S. Marines in Baghdad began handing over to the Army responsibility for patrolling the streets of the Iraqi capital. Looting has largely subsided in Baghdad and other Iraqi cities. And as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Basra, there are signs that life in that city is improving.
The electricity is now back in most of the city, in the evening anyway, and the British are now here in greater numbers, carrying out high-visibility patrols in tanks and armored personnel carriers day and night. Iraqi policemen have returned to the streets alongside the British. Many shops have reopened. Clean water is still scarce, but food is plentiful if expensive, and much of the looting and the violence has subsided, at least for now. This mainly Shia city suffered for decades under Saddam's rule, which is why many people in Basra are still asking visitors where Saddam has gone. There is a note of concern in their voices. They are uneasy because he's not been found, afraid that he might somehow return. Inside one of the British camps, an officer listens to an Iraqi who claims he knows where Saddam loyalists are hiding. Salman Mohammed Badr, who says he was jailed for several years after the last Shia uprising, is eager to rat out the remnants of Saddam's regime.
Right now I am going to give some information in order to get rid of all the dangerous bad-parted peoples and the fidayeen of Saddam. And I give the addresses of all these people. In Basra, there's concentration, very large concentration of these forces. They are hiding in special houses. They have guns and pistons and very dangerous pistons and bombs like that in order to resist the forces of the British and the American forces here.
Tips like these are often attempts to settle personal grudges nurtured during decades of Saddam's rule. At other times, they yield results. Some residents aren't as pleased as Badr at the arrival of the British forces, nor their attempts to choose an interim mayor. The British have tried to appoint local men to the post twice now. Each time their choice has been met with angry demonstrations and claims the men are tainted by their connections to Saddam's regime. But these protesters, unlike some in Baghdad, have not called for the U.S. and the British to leave. Call it occupation, call it liberation. Either way, people here are glad to see the back of Saddam Hussein. As tankers distribute water in a North Basra neighborhood, an engineer, Abdul Hakim Abdul Rahman, wonders why the Allied troops haven't been able to provide more. But he says he wouldn't trade water for freedom. He has little time for returning Iraqi exiles, now calling for the U.S. to step aside. The exiles, Abdul Rahman says, didn't have to live here for 30 years under Saddam.
For us, we know we need the American power, American government, to help Iraqi government.
For how long?
Till the Iraqi government work in good situation or to help him.
For how long?
Till the Iraqi government make the judges, till the quiet in Iraq.
Till it's quiet in Iraq.
Yes.
Months? Years?
Maybe tomorrow, the quiet in Iraq. 1 year, 2 years, maybe 10 years. We don't know.
Over at Basra General Hospital, several doctors stand outside discussing events of the past week. They too wonder where Saddam has gone and repeat what are by now familiar conspiracy theories. Saddam is in Russia is the most popular. Saddam is now working for the CIA is a close second. All the men say they are pleased he's gone, but they also say they're worried the U.S. and the British may stay too long. A surgeon named O'Day speaks for the group.
Bush and Tony Blair, they say that they will stay as for a period when they are need to stay here to establish the general security and to improve the general condition of Iraq. But we think that they will not stay for this period. Probably they will stay for a long period and probably forever.
You don't trust them?
We don't trust them.
You think they want Iraq for what? For the oil?
This is the first aim of them. And for protection of Israel.
For now, O'Day says, we are receiving the Americans and the British as liberators. But if they stay too long, we will look at it as an invasion. And then, he says, there will be trouble. U.S. officials know that their window for winning the hearts and minds of the Iraqis is a narrow one. Restoring basic services is a start. Getting people back to work and paying them won't hurt either. Creating jobs for demobilized Iraqi soldiers is also important if they are to be kept from turning into bandits. A U.S. official with the Office for Reconstruction of Iraq says he hopes to have projects for these men up and running in the next few weeks. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Basra.